Hey, 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 this is my first podcast of impoverished countries in South America. Trip to Paraguay. My name is Daniel Garcia, and I'll be talking to you about how sometimes we tend to be so ungrateful until an event or something important happens to you. For me, that was the first time I left the United States to a third world country of Paraguay. It was a Thursday morning in the summer of 2013. All I could remember was getting on that plane to go visit my family. From the first time we stepped on that plane, my brother and I were imagining all the amazing things that we had seen on the internet of the country we were visiting. Within moments of landing at the airport of Asunción, Paraguay, I could already tell that this trip would be different. I'm not exactly sure why, but I felt like my life was going to change. After a gruesome 14-hour flight, I merely peeked out the window and saw all the small huts across the runway. Orange and white huts were crowded in the neighborhood, and there was no sign of urban life. I was expecting to see the big, tall skyscrapers and more developed infrastructures like what we would typically see here in America. That's when I knew that this trip would be different. I felt like I would be getting a reality check in the time spent here. When I walked into the airport, there were so many poor native kids trying to sell their belongings to make money for their parents. This was the first time that I would see poverty in my trip, and it was so foreign to me because I typically do not see poverty where I live in Dallas. The airport was so dirty that me and my brother couldn't even imagine how so many people could sit down and eat all at the same place at once. While leaving the airport, we were told that we were going to a friend's house to eat dinner. The food was gross, almost as if it was inedible. But being a part of a rich family in a country that everything had to be done a certain way, I couldn't really act different in front of my family's friends. It was only a matter of 12 hours of being in a foreign country that I didn't really understand how happy people are when they don't really have much. The trip from there was drastically different after a couple of days of helping people in the community. We went to a small town by the name of Ciudad del Este, and we walked into a small one-bedroom apartment where there was a family of 10 living. They offered us everything that they had for lunch, being their only visitors, and all they had was a can of beans and a cup of water. We were so humbled, we were told by the elders to take at least something from their house out of respect. Instead, we gave the family food and some money for the next month and anything extra they needed. When my family got back to America, I realized we had everything and were so unthankful. I think this podcast will help many understand how we are so ungrateful when we have everything. If you ever leave in America and go to an impoverished place in South America, you would witness what I did. But most people don't get the opportunity to do something like I did in the summer of 2013. I want you to understand what I have witnessed and how much we take for granted and how blessed we are. Thanks for listening.